I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois administered more than 6 million COVID-19 tests. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state is now averaging nearly 60,000 tests per day, and testing is available if you need it.
Whether you've potentially been in contact with a COVID-19 case, if you're feeling unwell, if you just want to check in, you're able to get a test, and you can get a test at no cost.
To find a local testing site, visit coronavirus.illinois.gov and click resources. In other news, Illinois officials are asking people to keep an eye out for dangerous blue-green algae blooms. Susan Stevens has more.
Algae are microscopic organisms that naturally occur in lakes and streams. Blooms form when they reproduce rapidly and accumulate densely. While most are harmless, some blue-green algae can produce toxins. They can cause sickness or other health issues in people and pets, depending on the amount and the type of exposure. The Illinois EPA recently collected samples in Lake Centralia, about 75 miles east of St. Louis. That was after a dog died hours after swimming in the lake. Sample results indicate high levels of toxins. Blue-green algae blooms can continue to form late into the fall. I'm Susan Stevens.
The State Board of Education will pair new teachers with mentors and virtual instructional coaches. It's a partnership with the Illinois Education Association and Illinois Federation of Teachers to support teachers through their first year of teaching. Each year, nearly 4,000 new K-12 teachers are hired to fill vacancies for the school year. Many first-year teachers this year did not have the chance to complete their clinical training, commonly referred to as student teaching, due to the pandemic. The new program will match first-year teachers with coaches and mentors based on grade level, content area, cultural affinity, and interviews. The program will use a $6.5 million grant funded through the Federal CARES Act. And Governor J.B. Pritzker is pushing lawmakers to pass criminal justice reforms when they return to Springfield in November. Pritzker has been negotiating with members of the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus to license police officers and end cash bail. I'm Dan Klefstad. This is Morning Edition.
I'm Leah Lerner. The Illinois governor says he is confident Congress will put together another COVID-19 pandemic relief package despite President Donald Trump's instructions to shut down talks until after the election. The budget that Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker signed depends on billions of federal dollars, but Congress has been unable to agree on a package for states to relieve the economic damage done by the highly contagious coronavirus. Trump, as you know, was hospitalized last weekend with COVID-19, the illness caused by the virus, of course, and when he was released, he told congressional leaders to stop negotiations until after the November 3rd election. The Illinois Department of Labor is stressing the importance of grain bin safety this time of year. Labor Department Assistant Director Jason Keller says grain bins can be very dangerous, a very dangerous place on the farm, so it's vital that farmers put safety first.
Just the height of the bins themselves can create a safety hazard, as well as the contents of the bins. The grain itself acts almost like quicksand, where it can kind of trap a person in, and if a grain is continually coming into the bin, then a person can become overwhelmed by the amount of grain coming in.
Keller says workers should avoid entering grain bins if possible and follow the lockout tagout protocol of powering off all equipment and tagging it to remain off. Governor J.B. Pritzker also outlined proposals for improving the criminal justice system this week. The proposals stem from a commission headed by Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton at work since January. They include eliminating cash bail and determining detention based on a defendant's threat to public safety. More information always available on our website.